We're launching into the third hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there for free. We give them to you. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you. I bet we've got more for free on our site than those other hosts charge you for. Find out for yourself, though, at freetalklive.com. As we jump right into your phone calls. You can bring up whatever you want. Mark is listening to WTAR in the Norfolk area of Virginia. Hello, Mark.
Hey, how's it going, revolutionaries?
Hey, what's on? I prefer evolutionary, but nonetheless, I appreciate where you're coming from. What's on your mind tonight?
Okay, you know, like the WikiLeaks news that's out in the recent news and such, and this isn't the first instance of WikiLeaks. First of all, you know, I really don't agree with that. I think there needs to be a little bit more security associated with the press, okay? And I know you guys are going to shoot me down for that, all right? But that's my first point. But and secondly, the analogy is to Nazi Germany. They just don't, you know, okay, I get it. You know, there's grandparents alive that lived through it. It was a horrible, horrible thing. But I honestly don't see that as a fair analogy. I mean, there's been tragedies in human history dating way, way back. You can go, you know, whatever.
I'm open to this. Can you explain, like, how? Like my point was how much like Nazis Germany does it have to be before we take that as, like, a red flag that we should be concerned?
Okay.
Do you not feel that history could repeat itself, and that it could, that the American government could do that?
No.
I mean,
can't happen here, Dale.
Why do you not? Why? What is special? Did you not? I mean, and also my thought on the WikiLeaks thing is, you've heard what's gotten out. How bad does that have to be before you think that it should get out there? I mean, how abusive of human rights do they need to be before you think the word should get out that bad things are happening to innocent people?
Well, you know, and I heard you use the expression, oh, you know, you got to break a few eggs to make an omelet. And, okay, now, I'm not on board with breaking all the eggs you can break just to get to an end means. However, I mean, to make that analogy to Nazi Germany, I mean, way more recently than that was Rwanda, right? Where over 1.5 million people died in Rwanda. Should we have done nothing or done something? Well, we actually did nothing.
Should we have done nothing?
Who is we?
When you say we, you mean the U.S. federal government, right?
Is it wrong, in your opinion? I don't think it's wrong for the United States to throw a little bit of protection out there for countries going through dictatorships that are killing hundreds and millions and thousands.
I get it, man. I appreciate where you're coming from. You're looking at the atrocities around the world, and you're saying to yourself, something must be done. The U.S. government, they are, you know, out there. They've got the big, bad fighting force, and they should do something about it. I don't think it's wrong to want to help people that are in a dire situation. But what is wrong is to use violence or the threat thereof in order to fund your little mission
that
you want to go on.
Well, it's also, what it comes down to also is I don't trust the U.S. government to do it. And to do it in the right way, because they have demonstrated
that
they are not reliable to do things the right way. And this and when you say, well, we got to do, you know, you're essentially saying the end justifies the means, the whole omelet, breaking a few eggs for an omelet. And I'm like, really? I'm sorry, innocent people for years and years being tortured and held in prison. That's justified for what? I mean, seriously, how bad does it have to get before it's okay to say this is really scary?
Okay.
When are eyebrows going to go up?
Let me give you an analogy then. Say the United States did get involved with Rwanda. And say we killed 300 people unjustifiably, which would have saved 1 million people. Would that have been a fair trade?
I don't make the choice of who gets to die so that other people can live.
Yeah, I won't make those choices.
I'm not saying that if you try to get involved in something that mistakes won't happen or something, that there won't be mistakes happening, but I don't get the sense that there is effort being made to prevent that to the extent that it needs to be, and I don't expect the government to do it as it is because it's so unaccountable, because they don't want anything getting out, because there's not this sense of, you know, the sense of caution being taken to prevent that from happening. And if I felt like that was, if I felt a sense of that, I would probably be a lot more forgiving that, you know, okay, mistakes happened and some people died that didn't deserve to die. I mean, but I don't feel like that's, I don't get that impression that our government is trying to be in any way accountable.
Well, see, honestly, that's where I think that I differ the most from you guys. Because
what do you mean you differ?
You haven't said much convincing to defend that position, though.
Okay. Here's the thing. I think that there are steps in place, and when something bad occurs and it gets leaked out there to the press, and maybe that's justifiably so too. There's First Amendment rights, and everybody's privileged to that information as well. And if that information gets out there and gets twisted into a negative way, now that can be used against the government in such a way where if they did 100 right things to prevent things that maybe none of us aren't knowing or understanding, that one, oh boy, is going to get you and form that opinion. And really what I don't hear from you guys is the correct solution to it. Because what would have stopped, since I brought up Rwanda, I'll continue with that, what would have stopped 1.5 million Rwandans getting killed? Do you have an answer for that? I don't think you guys do, because I never hear an answer.
Here's my answer for you. My answer is always the same, and if you haven't heard it, you just haven't been paying close enough attention. You bring up this 100 right things for every one horrible thing. The idea that, well, we're seeing all these horrible things the government has done. What about all the good things that they're doing? Nobody talks about those things. Well, I don't care what it is that they're doing that's supposedly good, because their means are corrupt. In order to go and give children food over in Afghanistan, or save people in Rwanda, or, you know, help people here in America, they have to hurt people first. They have to threaten people with violence in order to get them to turn over money for taxes so that you can go and do your supposed 100 good things that nobody knows head nor tail about. The means are inherently corrupt when it comes to the government. So as far as helping people in Rwanda is concerned, I would never use coercion to force people to help other people. If it's a good idea to go over and help those folks with whatever that means, maybe bringing them food or bringing them weapons or, you know, hiring mercenaries to help them out, I don't know what it means to help those folks, but whatever it is, I don't want to force people to do it. Does that make sense?
Can I add to that?
Hold on, I want to make sure that makes sense.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay, the force part? Yeah, I think I get where you're going there.
Okay, right, because when you plant, you know, a rotted seed like that, force, you're going to have all kinds of consequences that come out of the use of force that cause, you know, that are much worse in many cases than what you were trying to prevent.
And here's the thing also, is I don't see anywhere near 100 good things for one bad thing. I see it at the very least the total inverse. I'm sorry, I see lots and lots of harm. And you're bringing up Rwanda as an example when we did not help over there. You know, the U.S. government did not help over there. It's not my government. So that's kind of the point, is that they're going and fighting wars based on really bad issues, you know, issues that are based more on where the money is coming from, you know, where the war machine wants them to go. It has little to do with helping innocent people or things like that.
That's just the front story. If they're helping innocent people, it's just because, you know, they want oil or
and
some other political
things,
benefit.
All those things that you talk about, the good things that the government could do, most of those good things are things that can be done that don't require the violent power that the government holds.
Not only that,
helping
people
doesn't take that. Helping people takes people, you know, contributing and giving stuff, you know, for the most part.
Okay, the terrorist act of 9/11 10 and a half years ago. Now, I believe fully in my lifetime, in your lifetime, in our lifetimes, we're going to see another catastrophic terrorist event. Okay?
Probably.
And
what the government's doing now isn't going to help to prevent that.
I'll tell you what, we'll bring you back. You can finish your point here. Hold that thought. We'll bring you back here in a moment, and you can finish your point. 800-259-9231. Plenty of time for your thoughts, your calls. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Are you also one of those people that believes, oh, it can't happen here? This couldn't turn into a Nazi police state. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call for and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening is Ian
and Dale.
And the features, by the way, on the site include archives. So if you missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website. The last week's worth is there on the front page, and then you click into the archive section. That'll take you all the way back to late 2006, all of it for free at freetalklive.com. Now, if you've ever considered taking your case to court without an attorney, you need to know about jurisdictionary.com. In fact, even if you have an attorney,
you need to know about jurisdictionary.com. It's a course for people without a lawyer who must know what it takes to win, and for people with lawyers that want to minimize their legal fees and maximize their winning by knowing just what those lawyers should be doing for you. It works for plaintiffs or defendants and costs less than an hour with any good lawyer, and is so easy an average 8th grader can go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. You can get it at jurisdictionary.com. That's jurisdictionary.com. As we continue here discussing the issue of the U.S. federal government and whether or not it's doing good around the world, we've got Mark on the line in Virginia listening to WTAR. Mark, are you still with us?
Still with you.
Go ahead with your thoughts, sir.
Can I answer a question that Mark made?
Was there a question?
The end? I do believe he said. Why would I not expect, how do I know that what they're doing isn't protecting us from terrorism? And my thought right off the bat is, why in the world would I expect what they're doing to protect us from terrorism? As Ian was pointing out earlier, I would expect more terrorists to be created by the behavior that they're engaged in. And I would expect them searching every single passenger going on airplanes to not catch terrorists. This is all security theater. I'm sure you've heard, have you heard that term? This is security theater. It makes you feel like, you know, they're doing a lot of busy work. Meanwhile, as long as terrorists know they're doing that, they're going to find a different opening. The very nature of terrorism is such that it's nigh impossible to catch it before it happens.
Okay,
it's one of those things that the very nature of, I mean, you need an incredibly intrusive
police state
to have any hope of ever catching any of it, and there's still going to be openings, and that's what they're going to pursue.
I agree with that, which is why I was saying that in our lifetime, we're going to see something again.
Yes.
And you can bank on that, and it's going to be another horrible day. Now,
does it bother you that in the meantime they'll be building a police state?
Look, having said that, I'm not telling you that I agree with everything in the Patriot Act, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I realize it infringes on Fourth Amendment rights, and which is going to produce some, you know, technically, I guess, by the Constitution, illegal search and seizures. But if what they're doing has stopped one 9/11 incident, and 50
you think
people
that's worth
work,
it?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Not at all.
One 9/11 incident.
What about going to war over it? What about using it as an excuse to go to war and lose way more soldiers and innocent lives over there over the war that they're using that they're justifying through it? What about the billions of dollars that's come out of our economy that has hurt people over all of this?
Wait a minute.
How does this possibly add up to being a positive thing?
Hold on. Let's look at history here for just a brief moment. What they're doing created 9/11. What they're doing by getting involved in other countries' business around the world and other people's conflicts, what they're doing by taking those sides was creating the blowback that created 9/11. And if you look since then, and you look at all of the examples of the supposed evil terrorist plots that they've broken up. You look at the guy in Portland that was going to blow up a truck bomb or something, a van bomb outside of a Christmas tree lighting celebration. You look at all these different examples, the guys down in Miami, etc. These people have been set up by the federal government agents. The federal government agents are always part and parcel of making sure that these things happen. They're the ones putting the ideas into people's heads. They're the ones handing them the bombs and the plungers and everything. So, I mean, there's no evidence to even suggest that what you're saying is true. And
there's
they're
no
creating these situations.
The federal government is creating a show by instituting fake terrorist acts either.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Are you insinuating the federal government is enticing fake terrorist acts like Christmas
Absolutely.
Trees?
Absolutely. They're enticing people
and
into doing...
What evidence do you have of that, sir?
Every single story, dude. Every single one of
them. You've got no evidence of that.
Go look at every single story that I don't have the exact names of these people in front of me right now, but there was one just this past 6 months during the Christmas season. Didn't you hear about the guy that was supposedly going to blow up a van outside the gigantic Christmas tree celebration?
Yeah, every terrorist that they've claimed credit for catching is someone that they went to and tried to sell them the materials themselves for a bomb. And they're like, he bought it from us, and he was going to set it off. But
you don't believe that?
Fortunately, we gave him fake bomb materials, so ha-ha, joke's on you, we caught a terrorist.
Do you think we're jiving you, man? Do you think we're joking, and we're making this?
This has been out in the mainstream news. You know this is out in the mainstream news. We're not pulling this out of our asses.
Man, look, I just, okay, there's just, There's a happy medium. I get where you guys are
coming from. The happy medium is to leave people alone. The happy medium is to stop aggressing against peaceful human beings. That's the happy medium. Anytime you've got a government around, you've got people that are using aggression on an institutionalized basis, and that is it's just wrong. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Look, if you don't want to believe it, that's fine. But every single story we've talked about, you look at the headlines. Every time the federal government
security
is
theater.
Every time they're trumpeting themselves, we stepped in, we saved you. We've got this bad guy here. He was going to set off a bomb. You should be so scared. We caught him.
And Ian, when you pointed out that they are caught, that if you look at the history, without a doubt, 9/11 could have been avoided if we weren't spending billions of dollars in invading other countries. Yeah, if they weren't spending billions of dollars that they stole from us to invade other countries, we wouldn't be there in the first place. But even if you don't buy into that. If you don't agree with us on that, I agree completely. Even if you don't, when he said, well, even if it stops, one terrorist attack, are you kidding me? Do you know what your odds of being caught, the odds of being, you know, you die in a car accident far more likely than you be in a terrorist attack.
Absolutely.
Just ignore all the stuff the government's doing that's invading our privacies, violating our rights, doing illegal searches and seizures, TSAs. They're about to. If you ignore all this stuff, your odds of being in a terrorist attack are minute. This is a fear that is being trumped up in our minds to an exorbitant extent. Yes, I think there's going to be another terrorist attack. It is going to happen. They are not going to prevent it. It's going to happen, and it sucks. And we will be in mourning as a country. We will be mourning all the people.
And it's because of what they're doing.
It's because of what they're doing. But the point is, even if you don't believe that, how can you feel that this is a worthy sacrifice? That sacrificing all of our freedoms, living in fear every moment that we might be in a terrorist attack. Is that the way you want to live your life? And that's what they're doing. They're trumping up this fear, and they're keeping us, making us willing to give up everything that matters to us.
For what?
Illusion of safety. For nothing but an illusion of safety.
And it never ends.
All this security theater. It will never end. It will never be. It will keep escalating. And they will keep. And then when they will need another terrorist.
You know,
attack.
How long will people
for people to keep justifying this malarkey?
Well, that's right. Because how long will people like Mark continue on with that self-justification? How many checkpoints will you have to go through on your way to work in the morning? How many house-to-house searches will you have to subject yourself to? And how many times will you be able to tell yourself and your wife or your kids or whatever as you're sitting there as the masked goons come into your house, tearing it apart, looking for a terrorist? We're here to look for terrorists. Stand aside, citizens.
All that for an illusion of safety.
Right. How many times will you go through that and go through all these checkpoints and tell yourself, well, if it just stops one terrorist attack, you're being terrorized by the government. They're the ones that are terrorizing you. They're the ones that are forcing you and subjecting you and stealing from you and threatening you. Hello?
Spend your life with ExtendoVite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about ExtendoVite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know ExtendoVite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from ExtendoVite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartprop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-672-7464. 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoods. FoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
Economists, politicians, and even the average citizen can agree we may only be days or weeks away from the next terrible event that could literally change the face of life as we know it. Learn the secrets of the world's top survival and preparedness experts at the DFW Marriott in Dallas, Texas for the 2011 International Survival and Preparedness Conference on Memorial Day weekend, May 28th through 30th. Register at survivalist.com or toll free 866-437-6570 before time runs out. That's survivalist.com.
If you breathe, eat, or drink, your body's pH balance is at risk. Micronized, activated zeolite is the only product of its kind on the market that can balance pH levels and offset immediate and long-term effects of nuclear fallout. 100% natural, safe, and gentle enough for children, animals, and pregnant women. Activated zeolite, available at RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574. RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free and bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And you can bring up whatever you'd like, of course, on the air here as well, 800-259-9231. And by the way, over at freetalklive.com, you'll find all kinds of features, including listening options. We've got live streams, broadband, and dial-up flavors for you there around the clock, 24-7. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is available over at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, you'll get details on our 95 great radio stations that carry the show throughout the week, our satellite listening options, including XM, as well as our free-to-air satellite channel, webcam, and listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial in long distance. Go to listen.freetalklive.com as we continue taking your phone calls here, and we go to Dan listening in California to XM. Hello, Dan. You're on Free Talk Live, and you're listening to, I think, America's Talk, XM 158. Dan in California. Dan in California going once. Dan in California going twice. All right. Well, instead, we'll go to Matt listening in Illinois. Matt, you're on the amp lines. Hello there.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I hope Mark is still listening. The last caller you had, mm-hmm. he mentioned Rwanda and was talking about how, you know, what would have happened if we had just gone in there. We could have saved millions of lives, we being the federal
the government.
Right. And so he demonstrated an ability to understand the seen and the unseen. What he sees is he sees the United States as the policeman of the world, and he wonders why the policemen of the world didn't do their job in Rwanda, and what would have happened. The unseen, of course, was what would have happened if they had done their quote-unquote job in Rwanda. And there's another way to look at that. And that is, what would have happened if the United States had never become the policeman of the world? And we being the American people, had to take personal responsibility. He asked the question, what should we have done? The question he should have asked is, what should I have done? And if we, or the United States government, had never become this expected policeman of the world, and we didn't have all these taxes imposed on us as individuals, then the individuals in the United States might have taken more responsibility for the people in Rwanda, might have donated a lot more money, might have donated their time, doctors might have flown over there to help out, people might have even gone over there and volunteered in the Rwandan army to help stop this scourge that was going on in Rwanda. We don't know what would have happened if the United States of America wasn't expected to be the policeman of the world.
It is unfathomable how much good is stifled because of the government taking control like this. I mean, the economic damage that is done is, like you said, so it's unseen. It's impossible to nail down what would have been. You know, as you're saying, exactly as you're saying, the money, the growth in the economy we might have experienced, that would make us even better.
Wait, hold on a second. If we hadn't been the world's police, you all know we'd be speaking German right now, or Japanese. We needed the government to help protect us from Adolf Hitler. He'd be rolling over here, and he'd be taking everything.
You mentioned Nazis. Oh, got conversation over. Sorry. All your points are invalid now.
Well, of course, that is an invalid point, the idea that we'd be speaking German. It's ludicrous to believe that the Nazis would somehow have been able to take over this country. It's crazy. But people say that stuff.
I don't believe that. It might have happened. We don't know. But it's very unlikely that would have happened. We were a very heavily armed society, and for the Germans to have come over here and to think that they could have marched through our cities like that.
Yeah.
I doubt very much that would have happened.
Matt, any final thoughts for us?
No, it's just that I thought that was a good example of the seen and the unseen.
Good thoughts. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231. Let's continue. I think Dan is actually with us now. Some phone issues there. Dan in California, listening on XM, America's Talk 158. Hello?
Hello. Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
You're like that cell phone guy. Hi. I do have a comment on your current subject, but on your previous one, just a quick statement. The people that say that so-and-so isn't a citizen and therefore doesn't get the right to a trial, if they just picked up the Constitution and read the Bill of Rights, they would see that it has nothing to do with who it is that is granted the right. It's
That's
a
correct.
Limitation of government.
It's actually a point of clarification, just a little bit of a nitpick on the word used. It's not granted the rights because the Constitution doesn't grant you anything. The Constitution
exactly.
is just a set of rules for the government to follow. It's supposed to enshrine rights that you already have as being a human being. You're absolutely right. The word citizen doesn't appear until, I believe, the 14th Amendment.
Exactly.
So, yeah, you nailed it.
Now, on your current subject about security theater, I think you called it. That was an excellent phrase, which I plan to use now, because I've been saying for years, during some of my layoff periods, you know, the economy's been in turmoil a lot longer than people say, but I was working at the airport in San Diego, and this was after 9/11. It was a year after 9/11,
mm-hmm.
and I noticed that there were busloads of people without airport badges being bused onto the airport grounds where the airliners were parked to clean out the airplanes. And when they came back off the property, the bus came back empty, and then the people just straggled back on foot. And they happened to mostly be speaking Spanish, as far as I could tell, which isn't, you know, to say necessarily they were illegal aliens, but that they were definitely lower-income workers without the documentation. I needed an airport badge just to run a parking shuttle. I never set foot inside the airport. And I needed a badge that took me several months to get an FBI background investigation. Mm. So my feeling is, according to the official story about box cutters being planted on the airplanes and everything for 9/11, they hadn't done one thing that I saw when I worked at the airport. There wasn't one thing that they did for security that would have prevented the exact same thing from
Absolutely.
Happening again.
Yep, I totally believe it, Dan, and I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate the observations at 800-259-9231. And that's right. The security theater is there for you. It is there to make you believe that something is actually happening, to keep you safe, even though in point of fact, the TSA's own security tests show that they can't find bombs or bomb parts or guns or parts of guns to save their lives. They fail over and over again, these tests. Major failure rates, like 70-80% kind of failure rates at detecting these things. So it's all about an illusion. It's all about making people think that they're safe so that the government can grow. So that the government can continue to infringe upon more freedom, take more money, increase the size of its bureaucracies, and become even more of a police state. And anybody that doesn't think this is a police state isn't paying attention.
Right.
You just aren't paying attention. You've got internal checkpoints now, and not just the ones that are within 100 miles from the border, the permanent installations that you'll find down around the southern and northern borders, but also just checkpoints, you know, DUI checkpoints. You've got the state of Texas. Just this last few months, there was somebody that put forth a piece of legislation. I don't know what its status is, but John Bush and some of the activists down in Austin went into the Texas State House dressed as Nazis and went around to the different offices of these senators and representatives that supported this legislation.
To give them a Nazi award.
Right, it gives them a Nazi award on behalf of the, you know, the Nazi party, and thank you for this, because they were creating a new law that basically made it so that the Texas police can do checkpoints for papers.
Yeah.
Let me be clear, in case you didn't hear that, in case you got the cognitive dissonance plugs in your brain right now, in Texas, they want to legalize checkpoints for paperwork. Okay, it was bad enough when it was DUI checkpoints. We already knew that was an excuse to search for drugs and to look for people's paperwork.
How pervasive would that have been? I did not read the details of that law. Like, is this the kind of thing, literally walking down the street, you would better have your paper?
It wasn't made. It wasn't made clear to me. I haven't read the law. John Bush might be able to help with that better from the Texans for accountable government. But you know, definitely would be cars at the very least, stopping everybody with their cars on the pretense of, well, we need to check your papers. Hey, it's just a paper. If you're a good little citizen, then you don't have anything to fear, right? And oh, no, it's not Nazi.
How do you maintain the pretense that driver's licenses are about good driving, about driving well and safely?
Yeah, it's about obedience. 1-800-259.
Racking people and treating them all as guilty until innocent.
Yep, and taking their money. 800-259-9231. Moments remain. Enough time for your thoughts. Come up. It's Free Talk Live.
Could this really be the end of America as we know it? Recently, one of the most widely read financial journalists in the country explained how a single event in the next 12 months will likely shake the very foundation of our nation. He says this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it will change everything about your normal way of life. Could this really happen? The same man was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. And now, to get the word out on what he believes will be the most important event in our nation's past 50 years, this journalist has created an eye-opening video you can watch online for free. You may never think about America the same way again.
You can find the free video at endofamerica33.com. Please note this video contains offensive material. Viewer discretion is advised. Watch this free video at www.endofamerica33.com. That's endofamerica33.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. Plant Skid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use Plant Skid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's Plant, SKYDD.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. Plant Skid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com, your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live. You can dial in toll-free here in the remaining moments. Maybe we'll be able to get your call in here, 800-259-9231. And, of course, you may call in about anything you like. Joining you on the air this evening, it's Ian.
And Dale.
Once again, 800-259-9231. Inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy the program, you can help us out a little bit by promoting the show. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. Get a whole list of things that you can do there to get Free Talk Live to more eyes and ears around the world. Promote.freetalklive.com will take you there as we continue taking your phone calls. Let's talk to Mark, listening in West Virginia to WVTS in Charleston. Hello, Mark.
You're on Free Talk Live. How you doing? This is another Mark. Just give me a chance to get it out. I know you guys are going to beat me up. But the United States has forces in Europe and in Japan and in Korea on the Pacific Rim. And if our forces were not there, there would be no peace. There's never been peace there since the beginning of history. But since we're there, we have provided some good.
You don't create good through evil, sir.
No, I'm just saying that peace is good.
The end justifies the means.
I'm all for peace. I don't know that I'm as confident. I'm definitely not as confident as you in that. I just am not sold on that.
The ends don't justify the means anyway, dude. You're using violence to create the supposed peace that you believe exists.
And that's exactly why I don't have faith in that. But the other thing is, I mean, you don't know, again, the unseen, you don't know what would be happening and what sort of social progress would be happening if people were if other means had been pursued, if there had been other, you know, if people had been allowed to resolve their own conflicts without us trying to police the world.
Okay.
And again,
I haven't been
trying to police the world, but the U.S. government's trying to police the world. And
I don't know if we can police the world, but I'm just saying that history shows that.
But that's what you're suggesting, though. That's what they've been doing, and you're basically saying it's good. It's a good thing.
We can't police the whole world, but I'm just saying, as part of the argument, as part of the discussion, because it is free talk, I get to say something.
Oh, yeah.
And I do believe that we have provided peace. So, for example, this cell phone I'm on, that flat screen you're looking at, that phone you're working on, it's because we have provided peace in that area.
No.
I just want to throw that in.
No.
I'm going to jump off.
I know, because it's happening.
No, you're jumping to the conclusion that, as our caller pointed out earlier, Matt pointed out, the unseen. What you don't know is how things would have played out had the United States federal government not gotten involved. Had there been more creative methods of encouraging peace rather than through the use of force, and you know the idea that the U.S. federal government is creating peace in the world is completely false. I mean, it is out there sowing the seeds of violence around the world.
Well, I'm just using those two examples of how we have, because where we're not, there's war.
Do you believe that peace can come through violent means, sir?
Well, I believe the police, that's all I really wanted to add to it.
That's just a question. You don't have to answer it. Do you believe that peace can come through violent means?
I do believe that there's levels of that, and I do believe you can bring peace to people that are just tyrants, and you have to stop them. I do believe that, yes.
Has Kim Jong-il been stopped? Are his people at peace? Or are you just talking about peace between the fact that there aren't missiles flying between northern and southern Korea? Hello?
Well, I guess that's true. Yeah, I am saying that. I am saying there is no missiles. Well, there is missiles flying every day. We just don't hear about it between north and south. I mean, if you are looking at the news recently, North Korea just bombed or just shot some artillery into South Korea.
That's true.
So my point is, though, that, and I'm not, and on most of what you guys are saying, I'm with you 100% because I want a small government. I don't want checkpoints. I've been where they have checkpoints. I've set checkpoints up, and jeez, I don't really want that in the United States. So I just wanted to throw that into the discussion.
Good. Well, I'm glad you feel that way, at least, because that's certainly the wrong direction to go in. And I agree with you that the right direction is toward a smaller, government and hopefully eliminating the federal government altogether someday. Because as long as you have, and thank you for the call, as long as these people have the tools of violence at their disposal, that's what they're going to use. And violence cannot be the root of peace. There's just no way.
As long as when you have a hammer, everything looks like a nail, and that's what's happened. The U.S. government has taken billions upon billions, trillions out of our economy and mm-hmm. focused it into military might. So, yes, everything looks like a nail to that, when that's our hammer. And the unseen damage of all that is just phenomenal, not to mention the terrorists that we have inspired by our invasions into other countries and our intrusiveness into other countries and our egos of believing that. The U.S. government has this ego of being the police of the world, and that they are fixing everything in these other countries, and that the world would go to pot had they not had all these bases there, and if we weren't spending billions of dollars on a daily basis all over the world. And the unseen is the economic damage of that, the theft of all that money to support this war machine, who knows what economic boons we'd have. You're talking about the cell phones, or he spoke about the cell phones that we have because we've kept peace over there, but who knows what technology we'd have if the money hadn't been taken out of our economy for innovation, and if the regulations weren't there keeping people from innovating, and it's unfathomable.
And the idea that there's peace is actually an illusion, of course, because go ahead, look at North Korea, please. Take some time to learn about North Korea and the lives that people live over there. It's like you're in 1950. The technology. Do you want to talk about technology? They have TV sets, so they've kind of advanced to the 70s to some extent in some areas, but they don't have power all day long. And you know what happens when they don't have power? They tell a story to the people. They tell them that it's because the Americans are attacking them, that the Americans are constantly attacking North Korea, and that the American imperialists are always, out to get Kim Jong-il and the North Korean people, and thank goodness for their dear leader, Kim Jong-il, who is doing everything he can to keep the country safe.
What does that sound like? We're getting told a story too.
Yeah,
we're doing this to protect you, and that you're the reason there haven't been any terrorist attacks is because we have been vigilantly protecting you,
right.
and when we stop and check your ID, so we can stop those bad people.
So
if we weren't doing it, you would be all this horrible stuff would be happening.
The North Koreans tell a lot of lies. The North Korean governments tell their people a lot of lies to justify the tyranny that they live underneath. However, they wouldn't be able to lie about the U.S. federal government because they are telling the truth about the federal government to some extent. No, it's not true that the government's bombing them, and that's why the power's going out. The power's going out because it's central-controlled economy, it's communism, and that sucks, and that results in real issues.
I think it's also enhanced. It's definitely communism, but it's also enhanced by the fact that there's all these blockades to trade.
But imagine, instead of the U.S. government having gotten involved in that particular war, instead of that having actually been a beacon to the world of liberty, a beacon to the world of peace, a beacon to the world of the free market, of what the market can bring, what the peace and the free market can bring to the world, the prosperity that can bring. They wouldn't be able to label the U.S. Federal government as the enemy at that point. They'd probably be labeling the Russians or something else like that. But they wouldn't be able to point to the U.S. because that it wouldn't be true that that the U.S. is imperial. And it is. That's the one true part about what the North Korean government tells its people.
And this is the thing, we're not attacking, they're lying to their people. But what is happening, again, is there's all these blockades to any kind of trade with North Korea. And here's my thing. I have this huge beef with North Korea. It's this communist, tyrannical state. It's creepy the way they worship their leader. I have all that, but I don't see that. I don't see the solution to that is cutting them off from any trade with the outside world. That's a problem they need to work through. Their people need to figure out that that's not right.
But a lot of those problems you mentioned
fight for their sovereignty
are very similar to the things that happen here. It's just the difference is only in degrees. Let's go to Ed listening in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ed.
How you gentlemen doing?
Hey, good. Ed, go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, and let me run these by you, and I know you don't have much time, but I'd like to hear y'all comment on a little few of these little factoids.
Go for it.
Number of American civilians who died worldwide in terrorist attacks last year. Eight. Excuse me. Minimum number who died from being struck by lightning. 29.
Thank you.
Number of American soldiers who died in combat last year. 455. Now listen to this one. Minimum number who committed suicide, 407. And I'll leave y'all with this.
That doesn't include, by the way, the suicide number doesn't include the ones that are incredibly, mentally damaged for the rest of their lives or physically, harmed as well.
Right. An estimated cost on that, $1 trillion to take care of all in the next future years.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll leave you this from Tom Paine. Y'all made me put this up on your wall there. The world is my country. All mankind are my brethren, and to do good is my religion. Talk to y'all later.
Thank you, Ed. Always appreciate the thoughts. Let's get John on in Florida, listening on XM, America's Talk 158. Hello, Ed. John.
Yes, sir.
You got about 20 seconds, dude. Go quick.
Yes, sir. Assistant State Police download cell phones. Not only issue for cars, but commercial drivers. It becomes a self-incrimination issue because not only we're not allowed to have cell phones on while we're driving, but they can match against our logbooks.
Yeah, now they can just grab all your cell phone's information by plugging it into a machine. I thank you, John. We're out of time for tonight. See you tomorrow. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.